Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever you're listening, I want to congratulate you on taking steps towards bettering yourself in the real estate field. Today, we are going to continue Mortgage Mindset series of Meet the Team. And today, we are going to be talking to Jeff Brooks. Jeff, what's going on?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We are also joined by Sherry Riano.
Yeah, man. You know I got to be in here and have some fun. Jeff's in here.
Had to be here for this event right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm stoked. Well, let's just dive in, Jeff. Let's talk about you, man. You are the one that I feel like holds everyone together. You are helping just about every situation, every scenario in the team, whether it's operations with Chris, sales with me, keep up with clients and agents.
But Sherry.
Helping Sherry. Let's talk about the family, man. Let's talk about home. What's home for you?
I live in Wake Forest right now.
Yeah.
Got an amazing wife, Jessica. We met at a trivia contest at a restaurant in Raleigh.
Very cool.
With a group of friends.
Do you remember what the trivia was about?
It was everything.
It was just general trivia.
Yeah, general trivia.
Yep. Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
So, yeah. And then the rest is history. We now have an 18-month-old daughter.
Beautiful girl.
Loving
gorgeous.
Every
minute. She's so beautiful.
That's amazing, man. That's cool. So where are you from? Where did you go to school? Are you a native? Are you a transplant? What's your history?
I'm one of the few natives now. There's not too many of us left.
Huh? North Carolina?
Yeah.
Me. Okay. All three of us.
Yeah.
All three of us.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm born in Raleigh.
So even a Raleigh native, like even more close to home.
Mm-hmm.
That is rare. Okay.
Yeah. Went to Carroll Middle School.
Okay.
And then Sanderson High School.
All right. Good deal, man. Awesome. And what'd you do after Sanderson High School?
Went to UNC Wilmington.
All right.
So that was fun.
Down by the beach. It was fun.
It was, yeah.
Are you a beach bum?
Somewhat.
Yeah?
Not really, but I love the beach. It's hard not to like it down there.
Yeah.
So it's a good vibe. And
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Did you play any sports in college or?
No, I played tennis in high school.
Yeah.
And still play it now recreationally. So
yeah.
It's fun.
Jeff is being humble. He's actually really good. Actually, Jessica as well is really good at tennis. So yeah, he's legit. Well, cool, man. Well, you know, I've got to throw this in, because you know, we're not going to make this about me, but Jeffrey, where did you and I meet?
We met at the State Employees Credit Union.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Here's a funny fact. All three of us have worked at the credit union at some point in our life.
That's correct. Wow. Well, I mean, you know, cool people all kind of have a similar history. So Jeff and I met at Teller's at State Employees Credit Union at a branch in Raleigh.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, tell us about, I know it, but tell everyone listening, you know, your progression through SECU. What were your roles there? How did you move up? Just, you know, kind of all of that pathway.
Yeah, I started off on the teller side at the credit union, and I don't think you realize how much you actually have to do. You're not just sitting there handing money out and cashing checks. There's a lot of duties involved in being a teller, and I learned a lot on the financial side, and then, you know, got gradually more and more involved in loans and lending and learning about mortgages and learning about all types of loans. And so wanted to eventually make the move over to be a loan officer, so got to stay in the same branch. And just kind of move over to the other side of the branch, and you followed me soon after. You missed me too much.
I did miss my Jeffrey.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good. One of the things I think, I learned with being a teller, is the specifics matter so much. I mean, literally, we were counted to the penny in our drawers every day.
Yeah.
And if we did not balance, like that was a big deal to the penny.
It had to be recorded.
Yeah, and when you're doing 300, 400, and sometimes 500 transactions in a day, I mean, boy, we were rolling on Social Security days, disability days, last day of the month, state holiday or state paydays, stuff like that. I mean, those are huge days for us, and to have the precision to be down to the penny every single day was, I think, that eventually helped us both.
Yep.
Absolutely. So you started off as a teller, went into personal loans, doing car loans, you know, just all credit cards, things like that. What was different about mortgages there than what we see today, like in what we do?
It's you're helping a wide range of people. I mean, the credit union, it's just members there. And
yeah.
So you're just seeing one set of loans, one set of, you know, underwriting rules. It's just, it's very straightforward, and you either qualify or you don't. But sure. Ultimately, it's rewarding. We helped a lot of first-time home buyers getting in their first home and kind of guiding them through the whole process. That yeah. It just got more rewarding for me to do that rather than your auto loans and other stuff like that. They're great, but you know, it's big time life decisions, and so it just drew me to that.
True that.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, and you know, as hard as it was
for you two to say goodbye,
to see me go, Jeffrey. As hard as that was, tell me about joining SRT. When did you do that? Why did you do that? Why did you feel like, you know, that was the right decision for you and your family? Were there some nerves there? Just kind of explain that whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not big on change. It was hard to leave, but it was 2 years ago now.
Yep.
That I left, and it was not just that I missed you. That was part of it.
I knew it was.
Yeah.
Love it.
But after talking to Sherry and hearing all the good things about this team and how this team operates, and just being exposed to the Fannie Freddie mortgage world and learning about FHA loans and VA loans and casting the net wider of the types of people you can help, it just really intrigued me. And so it's something that I wanted to do full time exclusively. And so it just felt like the right time, you know, to make a move and to progress my career and be able to help the team.
So. And you are a huge asset to this team. Absolutely. So you want to talk about what you do today?
Yeah. I do a lot of different things, mainly, you know, in the office. I process applications, move files forward to underwriting and closing, and kind of help and answer clients' questions when they're under contract and kind of throughout the whole process. So that's a lot of what I do. Also help other loan officers that you help bring on board with us, help kind of get them trained and acclimated to the system and showing them the different functionality of what we have. So
yeah. There's one cool thing I think about your job, because we all have our different roles on the team, and we all, you know, we, as Sherry likes to say, we all have our seat on the bus and we all have like our value and stuff, but you have a unique perspective because, you know, states are different, and even like, you know, certain guidelines are different state to state.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff helps LOs in Charlotte, North Carolina as well, but Boca Raton, he's helping LOs in Hawaii. So like, you know, you're having to like learn different aspects and different, you know, what's high balance here, what's high balance mm-hmm. there, just all kinds of things, you know, from state to state that the rest of the team, we don't really see as much. And has that been interesting? Have you found like, you know, unique quirks in helping those other loan officers? Is it pretty fluid for you?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting seeing different contracts and seeing how different they look and mm-hmm. what they consider, what they, you know, some states have due diligence, earnest money, they call it something different in different
yep.
states. And
yeah,
it is really interesting. I mean, it's really cool to see the different, what the different laws are, seller credits and all that stuff. You know, how that works in different states, because you kind of have to read up on it and know what you're doing.
Oh, and selfishly from a sales standpoint, I love that you have that experience, because when we have a client from another state that you work in, you have that much more of an influence over that client, like that much more connection with them, because, hey, I know it's different here. If you bought in Colorado, yeah, it's a little different mm-hmm. there. This is kind of what we mean here. This is kind of how it's mm-hmm. the same. And, you know, North Carolina is just one of those unique states that you get to pay to play with due diligence, stuff like that, that, you know, the rest of us just don't have that grasp on every day. So that's cool. That's cool.
All right. Yeah.
Well, man, I appreciate you being on today. Jeffrey is our quiet one in the group. he would much rather just kind of just come in, sit down, do his job, and us not put a spotlight on him. But
he is worthy of the spotlight.
But he is, I'm telling you, he is such a value to me personally in my role and every other person on the scene, I'm
Amen.
Sure I know. But, you know, we are just eternally grateful for him. And doing this Meet the Team series, we really wanted to get him on here just because we want you guys to know what he does, how he helps your clients day in and day out. A lot of the questions that you get was sent to the team. If you send an email to the team and ask them a general question, it comes often from the team response, but most likely that came from Jeff.
Yep, Jeff's probably answering that.
Yeah, so he helps you even when you don't realize it, and I'm sure he helps me even when I don't realize it. And we're grateful for it. So thanks for being on today, buddy.
Yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, look, this has been Mortgage Mindset. If you enjoyed today's conversation, hit that like, hit the subscribe button. We're here every Wednesday. We'll see you next week. The Mortgage Mindset Podcast is hosted by the Sherry Riona team at Clear Mortgage, powered by City First Mortgage Services, LLC. Sherry Riona's NMLS ID is 71774. Visit us at thesherryrionateam.com for more information about our team. The opinions expressed on this show by the hosts and their guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Clear Mortgage or City First Mortgage Services. Please note that Clear Mortgage is powered by City First Mortgages, LLC, and their NMLS ID is 3117. Clear Mortgage and City First Mortgage Services is not an agency of the federal government and is not acting on behalf of or the direction of HUD FHA. City First Mortgage Services is an equal housing lender. Programs, rates, and terms subject to change without notice. Underwriting terms and conditions apply.